Indiana has lost 95% of its wetlands since the 1800s, mostly to agricultural and housing developments. But salamanders can teach scientists a lot about wetland health. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Nick Jansen brings us to a salamander research site in one of the largest wetland restoration projects in the state.
Biology professor Mark Jordan and two of his students are searching for salamander larvae in Eagle Marsh near Fort Wayne.
So we're just going to be using the dip net, trying to find salamander larvae.
A healthy wetland is a really dynamic environment.
We put the net down into the water until it gets...
Some parts of the year it's underwater, sometimes it's not. It freezes and thaws, and salamanders need that variability. Salamanders play a role in wetland conservation. Scientists can evaluate the health of a wetland based on how many different salamander species live in it. There are over 20 types of salamander in Indiana. Today, Jordan and his students are searching for one particular kind, the unisexual ambystoma.
Got one.
All right.
Whoa! He's freaking out.
Big one.
It looks like it's either a smallmouth or unisexual, but I can't see his chin.
Jordan researches the unisexual's unusual reproductive system, but they're also useful because they interact with many different salamander species.
So where you have those species, that tells us that you have a healthier environment where they do have those shallow, usually temporary wetlands that they need to be successful.
That's Bruce Kingsbury. He's a biology professor at Indiana University, Purdue University, Fort Wayne, and the director of the Environmental Resources Center. He says many people don't appreciate the intrinsic value of each species, instead only seeing how they benefit people.
And really my feeling is it doesn't need to be good for us in an economic sense. And one analogy is that they're works of art. We don't like the Mona Lisa just because you can sell it and make a bunch of money. People actually like to just look at it.
It's our sheath, mainly for adults, but we just identify the sex, you know, when we were here.
Jordan and his students are out of the marsh back in the parking lot, taking notes on the larvae they caught. They're funny looking, about an inch long, sort of like a slimy lizard. When they're in water, their external gills flare out, making them look like tiny dragons. The scientists will take DNA samples and study the unisexual's genetic background, which can get really complicated because some might have father salamanders, but most of them are clones. All of the salamanders in this species are female. When they mate with males from up to 5 different species, the males don't impregnate the females most of the time. Mating usually triggers asexual reproduction.
There's a lot of interesting wildlife in Indiana. You know, I came here, I had no idea that unisexual salamanders were here or even what they were. But this is just one example of, you know, some of the diversity that we have around here that's not widely recognized. And you know, people should, I think, take note of that and enjoy it as much as they can.
Little River Wetlands Project began restoring Eagle Marsh in 2005. Sitting on over 700 acres, it's one of the largest wetland restoration projects in the state. And as the 3 salamander species in Eagle Marsh show, it's doing pretty well.
So spots on his chin and little tiny specks. That's what makes us think it's a smallmouth. If they don't have many of those, or the chin looks very kind of opaque and clear, I think it's a unisexual.
For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Nick Jansen.